Can you talk about the challenge of going against a guy like Philip Rivers, especially how well he's been playing this year?
Yeah, his release looks even quicker than it has in the past, and that's hard to do because it was very quick in the past. He's playing well. He's diagnosing defenses well. He's taking advantage of matchups that they're creating with the offense. I think they do a good job of creating matchups with the players that they have. So our ability to win our matchups, especially in certain situations, is one of the keys to the game this week.
How different is it now with him have Woodhead? Because in the past, it was like when he got under pressure, he kind of went down or forced it. Now he's kind of got that guy that he can get the ball to.
Well, he's got a few.
But is that the main guy that he's looking to now?
Well, what he does and what they do by their formations and their scheme is they do a good job of getting in a formation where he can look and say, okay, I got two-on-two coverage on this over here. And so when he's got two-on-two coverage, he's got some options that he can do. And that may be a wide receiver Woodhead. That might be Gates and Woodhead. And then he can put them on certain angles and take whichever one comes open. And what Woodhead can do is, of course, step on your toes and break either way. He's a great little route runner. And so that's why that weapon is so valuable. Gates is a good route runner as well because his big body, he leans on you, goes the other way, or leans on you, goes across your face, stutters you because he's so big. And that's what they're doing. They're using their personnel well, which is the key. You got to know your personnel, and then you got to use your personnel for what they can do. That's what we are doing to the best of our ability on defense, and that's what they have the ability to do on offense.
They're pretty banged up on the offensive line. Does that factor into your game plan that they don't have a lot of continuity there, especially with the way that you like to blitz from
unpredictable places? Oh, everybody gets turned. The offensive line as a group for them has done a good job. They know that they need to have that pocket intact because of how Phillip moves in the pocket. And so the way this quarterback moves, they've been sound at keeping the pocket tight. And we need to be able to pull that apart, and we have some different ways to try to do that. Not all by activations, but we like those. And they've done a good job, especially for the guys that have been in there. I've been impressed with the guys that came in and played. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
Worried at all that Washington might have provided a blueprint for your future opponents with that no huddle, the way they were able to execute it so quickly when they ran it in the first quarter?
Worried? No. Worried doesn't enter into our thoughts. We want to put the guys in position to be successful. We want to be to the point where tempo is an advantage if you use it as an advantage. The faster they go, the faster you can go three and out. We got to get that mindset and do it. They jumped on the ball and they did a good job for a few plays there, and then we held them to a field goal, which was good. And we need to do that more. One of our biggest things is there's times where people are going to move the ball. That's football. They're professional athletes that are going to get paid. These guys can throw the ball and catch it well and run it for positive yards most of the time. Last week we had a whole bunch of tackles for loss, and that helped us. But we need to keep getting better at our process. We're going to control what we can control, and that's how quickly we get the call echoed, how quickly we get back on the ball. If the offensive linemen are running to get on the ball, you just run right behind them and get on the ball. And then get the call. We have a good communication system. We've done well on our communication. We've only had one time out of all the no huddles where it wasn't exactly 11 guys knowing the play. And that's pretty good. That's pretty good because I guarantee you most aren't that way. So we need to even improve on that. And we can.
Do you wonder then if they provided a blueprint for other teams to try to attack you with?
No, it's good. I mean, we need to be able to handle anytime anybody jumps on the ball, you need to be able to handle it. That's the modern trend in football. There's three things you look at every week. You look at what you do. You, of course, look at what they do. And then you look at what everybody's doing in the NFL and college. Those are the three phases that people are picking things from. Copycat league, as they say, right? But those are the three phases. So we study those three phases every week anyway. And the best teams know what's going on in that third phase. Everybody's doing this. We got to be ready for somebody to jump on the ball and go. Okay. And so now, obviously, it's on film, so that's good. They know it. We know it. Let's go.
You've probably gone over this interception thing a million different times on film and in your mind and how you could go four games without one. How close have you got to getting them and not converted? And what can you do to actually start getting them?
The third downs last week are a great example. See how close those balls were flipped over the middle? Tracy Porter's hand was about an inch away from Tua. Yeah. You know, the biggest thing that we need to do is take care of our own responsibility. We had a turnover in the ball at the 18-yard line, and it was eliminated by being offsides. That's the biggest thing we need to do. Those things will happen. We need to keep tipping balls. We need to get our hands up. We need more tips. We need more opportunities. We got four balls out pulling at the ball, and we got one, and we eliminated one on ourselves. It was a game changer, which you cannot do. You have to take advantage of those opportunities. That's the biggest play of the defensive game last week to me and the guys is, hey, it's the fourth quarter, man. We got the ball, but we had to give it back. And we had four balls that we ripped out in the last two games. We got two fumbles out of Denver. That's rare. Okay, so we have six out in two games. It's coming. Mm-hmm. And when they come, the old phrase is they come in bunches. Keep working. Mm-hmm. Keep working. I mean, they're coming. We got to put ourselves in the right spots in the pocket, close windows, get our hands up, keep raking at the ball. Second guy in caused fumbles. Second guy in caused fumbles in 2012. The Oakland Raiders didn't have any. We already got three pulled out by the second guy into the tackle, Nick Roach last week on the tight end in the middle of the field. So we're working on, and the guys are doing the right things. Now we need to have our eyes in the right spot. Get the ball tipped in the air. Go take it. And then when we get it, let's go score with it. Because we need to score with it on defense. We need some of those to happen. It's time.
What did Sanford and Crawford do for Hunter last week?
You know, Sanford started strong. He had some things where he could have continued to learn as the game went on, but that's what young players do. Jack, when he came in, had two real good plays. He stopped a bootleg right away, right, and hit the quarterback, which was good. And then the next play, they run, and he does a good job of pressing it close. So his first two plays were real good. Jack, we like the way Jack plays. Jack plays all out. And when he's in the right mindset, and rolling off and getting extension because he's got long arms, he has a chance. Both of those guys have long arms for their bodies, and when they use their hands, get extension, they can be, you know, decent professional football players for us and hopefully continue to grow from that decent and get better. But what they did, especially their first few reps early, were good. We need them to be consistent.
And Hayden, how has he come along?
Hayden's coming along. We had one leverage issue in the game, but other than that, he had good coverage on most of those third downs, and they didn't play us in the personnel groups where he was on the field as much, so he didn't play as many snaps last week. This week, this team will play us more in those personnel groups, so it's a good challenge. He had a good day at practice today. He had a good day of learning the route concepts that we're about to see, and shoot, he made almost every play, and the one that he didn't, he knows. He saw it twice, and the second time he went and got it. So it's continued progression. I mean, that island that you're on as a rookie corner in this league, that's the biggest island in the world sometimes. But he's a great kid, and he's going to get it. He's going to get it, and he's getting better every week with it.
Mark?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Bree Olson, right ahead.